ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾ.
Chapter 13, verse 16.
ಬಹಿರಂತಶ್ಚ
ಭೂತಾನಾಂ
ಅಚರಂ ಚರಮೇವ ಚ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮತ್ವಾತ್ತದವಿಜ್ಞೇಯಂ ದೂರಸ್ಥಂ ಚಾಂತಿಕೇ ಚ ತತ್.
Lord Krishna talking about some technical terms known as kshetram, kshetrajnaha, jnanam, gneyam, purusha and prakriti. Having completed these terms, kshetram, kshetrajnaha and jnanam, three topics he has completed. From 13th shloka onwards, Lord Krishna has entered the fourth topic or fourth term, which is known as Gneyam. Kshetrajnaha and Gneyam both are synonyms. Even though they are two words, basically or intrinsically they are one and the same. Kshetrajnaha and Gneyam. The question may come, when they are one and the same, essentially, basically they are one and the same, why two terms, Kshetrajnaha one name, Gneyam another name? Why two names or two padams, two words? For that Shastra says these two names are given from two standpoints. Kshetrajnaha one name, Gneyam another name. These two names are given from two standpoints. What are those two standpoints? Kshetrajnaha, the word or name is given to the same Brahman from micro standpoint. From Vyashti standpoint, Brahman is called Kshetrajnaha. From macro standpoint or Samashti Drishtya, Brahman is known as Gneyam. Same Brahman, from total standpoint, same Brahman is known as Gneyam. Mylapur is in Chennai. Mylapur is in Tamil Nadu. Mylapur is in India. Mylapur is in Asia. All are correct only. But standpoints, Mylapur is in Chennai means from the city standpoint. Mylapur is in India means from country standpoint. So country standpoint, you see, are different standpoints. Why so many standpoints? All are correct only, but expression is different. Similarly here also, Gneyam is also Brahman, Kshetrajna is also Brahman. Now that Gneyam word, Lord Krishna expressing in the form of Sat and Chit. This Gneyam is nothing but Brahman. That Brahman is nothing but Sat and Chit. very subtle subject and very incomprehensible, very, very difficult to grasp. But we have to understand, we have to understand and assimilate this subtle topic. From 13th to 19th shlokas, all these shlokas are the essence of Upanishads. Vedanta Sara. From 13th to 19th shloka, it is Vedanta Sara. Those who are comfortable with Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad, enough, no Brahma Sutra. Some students are comfortable only with Bhagavad Gita, no need of Upanishads. So, those who are happy, satisfied with these 13 to 19 shlokas, they are happy with this Vedanta Sara. No, we are not happy, satisfied with these few shlokas. We want to know more and more about this Sat and Chit. They are studying Upanishads. So that Upanishad Sara is given here, what we are seeing. 13, 14, 15 we have completed. 16th shloka I have introduced in the last class. Because of summer, Agni Nakshatram, it might have evaporated. Let me recollect some points, What Lord Krishna says, this Brahman, who is known as Gneyam, is free from all organs. It appears as though it has got sense organs. Sarva Indriya Guna Abhasam, 15th shloka, he says, Adhyaropa Apavada, I said, superimposition first, then negation. These two words we have to remember when we are studying Vedanta. Adhyaropa, superimposition. Superimposition is meant for teaching purpose. Then apavada, negation, is meant to remove that teaching what I have given. Once you understand the truth, this srishti, all these expressions what I have given, they are all not necessary. Apavada, negation. If I understand adhyaropa and apavada, superimposition and negation, what are all superimposed? The nama rupa is superimposed upon Brahman. Gunas are superimposed upon Brahman. Actions are superimposed upon Brahman. All are superimposed. Without superimposition, you cannot understand that. Once you understand, you can remove that superimposition. This is only for our understanding. That is why when Upanishad is superimposing or Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna superimposing certain things, how can it be possible? We should not ask. This is only superimposition. Once Lord Krishna negates everything, how can you negate now? I told you I have superimposed, I have right to negate now. Our problem is when we are superimposing, we do not know this is superimposition, we take it as real. Once Lord Krishna is negating that, how can you negate that it is real? We hold on to that. This is our problem. Therefore, we have to go along with Lord Krishna, his way of presentation. He says, it is as though. That is called as though means superimposition. Your face is like a moon, superimposition. Face is not moon. This is like a moon, as though. That as though teaching this is whole thing. Sarva indriya vivarjitam. This Brahman is manifesting through all sense organs, functions through all sense organs. The same Brahman is free from all sense organs. So first adhyaropa. So how to recognize this Brahman? Through every sense organ, once its perception function is going on, you recognize Brahman. How you recognize? In the form of easiness. Easiness you have to recognize. Sarva bhrit asaktam, sustaining everything at the same time, not attached to anything. Guna bhoktru guna nirgunam, no gunas at all, no attributes at all. Nirupadhikam, attributes are not there, but appears as though it has got attributes. Guna bhoktru means experiencer of gunas. Even though Brahman is nirgunam, 15th shloka over. Then 16th shloka, different futures of existence we were seeing. This existence, do you remember that bookmarker? Who am I? Whose bookmarker? Our bookmarker. Who am I? I am a being. Being means what? Brahman. B stands for what? Brahman. E stands for what? The existence. Capital E or small e? Capital E. I am Brahman. What type of Brahman? The existence. I stands for what? Infinite. Being, B-E-I-N-G. B stands for Brahman. I am Brahman. Brahman means what type of Brahman I am? I am Brahman, the existence principle. Not only existence principle, I am infinite principle. I stands for infinite, capital I, infinite, anantam. Taittiriya Upanishad, existence stands for satyam, there in the Taittiriya Upanishad. Infinite stands for anantam, that Brahma, satyam jnanam anantam Brahma, definition in the being. Okay, I like this bookmarker quotation, being. Therefore, often I quote. What I like, I quote. Okay? That satyam jnanam anantam only I brought in these letters. So, I stands for infinite anantam, limitless. Therefore, I am Brahman, the existence, limitless, infinite principle. Not only that, N stands for naturally sentient consciousness principle. Care of Taittiriya, Jnanam. Jnanam means Chit. Chit means Chaitanyam. Chaitanyam means consciousness. Consciousness is not borrowed consciousness, but I am naturally sentient consciousness principle. Body has got borrowed sentience consciousness principle. Mind also has got borrowed sentient consciousness principle. But I, the Brahman, am naturally sentient consciousness principle. That is N. So what? Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam. I am enlivening the matter. G stands for governing the entire material universe. Means I lend Sat and Chit. By lending Sat and Chit to the matter, to the material universe, Nama Rupa, I make this universe, I govern this universe by lending the Sat and Chit, my nature. The Sat and Chit I give to them, I make them to live. If I am not there, they cannot be there. Therefore, if you see this, anything out of existence, anything out of existence is what? Anything out of existence is non-existence. So whatever is out of existence, that is Brahman, that is Sat, it is Asat. So everything must be within Brahman only. Nothing can exist separate from the Brahman, which is existence. If anything is out of Brahman, it is as good as saying it is non-existent. Why? Brahman happens to be existence principle. If anything is beyond Brahman, out of Brahman, separate from Brahman, it must be what? Non-existence. Non-existence, can you talk about anything which is non-existent? Therefore, everything to talk about, it must come within existence. So that existence is called Sat. This clip is within Brahman or out of Brahman? Within Brahman only. How can you say within Brahman? Clip is. Therefore, clip is within Brahman. That easiness belongs to whom? Brahman. Flower is. Mic is. Everything is is called Brahman. That's Sat. Is presented here the description Anantatva Suchanartham Sat. How you understand Sat? Sat is Anantam, infinite, all pervading. How it is all pervading? In the form of Sopadhika Rupena Bahihi antaha bhutanam. Bhutanam means beings. All beings inside and outside. Anantatvat suchanardham sat. Aprameyatva suchanardham chitunar. So at total level you understand Brahman in the form of sat. In the form of Chit, you understand here, in every living being, you understand the Chit. Sadeva Chit, Chideva Sat. Existence alone is consciousness. Consciousness alone is existence. Question should come. Consciousness alone is existence. Existence alone is consciousness means clip exists, I can accept. But clip is consciousness principle? No. Then how can you say satteva chittu, chitteva sat? Clip is, but clip is not consciousness. It is not conscious of anything. For that, Shastra says, clip doesn't have subtle body. Clip doesn't have sukshma shariram. Therefore, it cannot manifest the chit. Wherever there is sat, there must be chit also. Very subtle point. Wherever sat, there must be chit also. Why? The reason is, sat alone is chit. Existence alone is consciousness. Therefore, wherever existence is, there itself consciousness must be there. If it is so, the clip must be conscious of everything. But it is not conscious of. Even dead body is not conscious of. Dead body is, easiness is there, but chit is not available. Dead body is not conscious of anything. For that, what is our answer? You are supposed to know that. Okay. I hope you all of you know that. Chit to manifest, subtle body is not there in the dead body. Chit to manifest, subtle body, the mind, antakkaranam, is not there in the clip. Therefore, even though chit is there, chit is not manifesting. Clear? Therefore, we have to understand sat and chit are non-different, even though they are not manifesting. In non-living beings, in entities, it is not that chit is absent, but there is no medium for chit to manifest. Sat will manifest everywhere. That is why you come to your expression, I am, when you say, sat and chit both are there. Two are together when you utter, I am. Every day you are saying, I am sat, I am chit. Every day you are saying, every minute you are saying. Either you say verbally or not, every minute you are thinking also. About what? Sat, chit. In what way? Whenever you say, I am, I stands for what? Consciousness. Amness stands for what? Chit principle. Existence is called amness. I is called consciousness. Again, I'll repeat. I am so and so, you are telling. I am so and so, I am so and so. This I am itself is what? I stands for consciousness or chit or chaitanyam brahma. Amness stands for existence, sat or satyam brahma. Now, who am I? Whenever I say I am, I means consciousness, am means existence. Since consciousness, chit, existence, sat happens to be Brahman, whenever I say I am, it is as good as saying unknowingly, unknowingly I am saying what? I am Brahman. But I do not know that. After coming to Gita class, I come to know that, oh, this I am alone is consciousness, existence principle? Yes. Knowing this, I am alone is consciousness, existence principle. This consciousness, existence principle is alone Brahman. Therefore, I am Brahman. I cannot be the body-mind complex. This is a matter. I lend sentience, I lend existence to the body-mind complex. Mano buddhi ahankara chittani naham nacha shrotra jimhe nacha grana netre nacha vyoma bhumir na tejo na vayuhu sukshma sarira sthula sarira negated. Then who am I? Chidananda rupa shivoham shivoham. Chit, consciousness. Ananda, ananta of principle. Sat also you can add. Sat, chit, ananda, shivaha, mangalam, swarupam, ahamasmi. Then who am I now? Why we come to Gita class? I want to find out my address. I come to Gita class or Panchadasi class to find out my address. Chirunama, where am I? Who am I? What am I? Is that? Ennai naan kandi pudikkaradukkaha Gita class ku varuven. Adukku da thedi thedi gnana thangame engeyo odigindran. Engeyo oda venda annar. just to recognize this I am is nothing but existence, consciousness, Brahman, principle I am is called moksha. This is called liberation. This is called self-realization. This is called mukti. This understanding alone is called mukti, nothing else. Other than this understanding, there is no different moksha or mukti at all. If you think, is there any moksha other than this understanding, try. Try yourself. We don't want to stop you. You can try. You are having freedom, democracy, you know. Yeah, democracy means what? Freedom is there. But don't waste your time. This is alone is moksha. People are not happy. Ida mokshama. This much alone is enough. Then what do you want? They want something else. Moksha means. Therefore, Shastra says, moksha is your real swarupam. It is siddham, now, here, itself. Here, now, itself. Therefore, where am I now? This Brahman, Sat and Chit, is it inside or outside? Inside also, outside also. Akkada unde pandurangadu, ikkada unnadu. Vithala is there, Vithala is here also. Is here, ikkada unnadu. In the form of I am. I am. I am, you have to remember all the time. I stands for consciousness, chit. Am stands for sat. Sat and chit alone is Brahman. Then who am I? I am Brahman. Ahankara is not Brahman. Pramata is not Brahman. Body mind complex is not Brahman. This is my upadhi. Without this upadhi, nirupadhika sat chit, I am not available. I am to manifest. I am the Brahman to manifest. I need this medium. Ippadiye solluvanga nanna. I need this medium. Without this, I am Brahman cannot be manifested anyway. Not possible. Therefore, I am inside the medium. I am outside the medium also. Bahihi antaha bhutanam. Lord Krishna says, in the form of Sat and Chit, Lord Krishna is Sat and Chit, or Neela Meghasyama is, what is the true Krishna? Sat Chit Krishna is correct, or Neela Meghasyama is correct? Sat Chit Krishna is the fact. But that Satchit Krishna fact to manifest, Neela Megha Shyama is required. Neela Megha Sharira and Tarangam, Bala Gopala Krishna, that Tarangam, that Neela Megha Shariram is Sopadhikam. So Krishna Shariram, Adharam Madhuram, Vadanam Madhuram, Hasitam Madhuram, all this Sopadhikam Krishna. What is fact, original Krishna? Sat Chit. Clear? Therefore, our names are also only to manifest this I am Sat Chit. How happy you are, I know now. You are so happy. Why? Who will tell you? You are Sat Chit Ananda Swarupam, Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swarupam. Who will say? Nobody can say. Because nirupadhika drishtya, you are infinite. You are purnam. But sopadhika drishtya, you are limited. Since I am not sopadhika sariram, really, this is only my medium, Therefore, all limitations belong to the mind-body complex. Really speaking, all limitations of all bodies, all limitations of all minds are within me, the consciousness existence principle. All the limitations of all bodies, all the limitations of all minds not belong to me, the consciousness existence principle. Really speaking, they are all in me, they are resting in me. Therefore, I am free from all limitations. Kurai ondrum illai. Ippoda paadanum. Really, if you want to sing, Kurai ondrum illai marai murthi kanna. Then only it is not a lip movement, it is not a lip service, that is only coming out of understanding. Bahihi antaha bhutanam. What a word, you see. Therefore, I am acharam charameva cha. I, the consciousness existence principle Brahman, am originally acharam. I cannot move. Why I cannot move? I am all pervading. If I am here, if I am not there, sat is not there, only I have to move. As sat and chit, I am all pervading. How can I move? Acharam, I cannot move. But I appear as though moving. Charameva cha. In the last class, I stopped here. You know? Charameva cha. As though I am moving. This clip is moving from left side to right side. For you, right side to left side. For me, left side to right side. When the clip is moving, easiness also, easiness happens to be Brahman. The easiness is also slowly moving along with the clip. Suppose easiness is not moving, clip alone moving. Imagine. It take out the easiness from the clip. Imagine. Take out the easiness from the clip and move the clip. What clip you are moving? Existence clip you are moving or non-existent clip you are moving? Non-existent. Then the movement of the clip become non-existent. Therefore, the movement itself proves clip is. As the clip moves, easiness also moving. Can you see the easiness movement? You cannot see. What you see, movement of clip alone you can see. But you have to understand, two are moving here. What are they? Easiness plus clip. Two are here in the clip. Clipness and easiness. How many are there? Clipness and easiness. Easiness belongs to Brahman. Clipness belongs to matter, maya, upadhi, medium. So easiness you cannot comprehend. You have to understand easiness through the upadhi clip. Or any other flower, mic, book, desk. What about body? Body is moving. That easiness, existent body is moving or non-existent body is moving? Existent body only moving. So body is moving. So that easiness belongs to what? Brahman. The body belongs to what? Maya, matter. So Maya, matter, Maya, Devi helping the existence Brahman to move. As though move. It's not moving. Understand? So every name and form is not a curse, it is my vibhuti. I want to make Maya matter for me to manifest. the electricity which is not manifesting, it is not useful. So intangible energy has to become tangible, then only it functions. Now the electricity, functioning electricity, is tangible energy. Correct? Like that, now this Brahman is also like that, only once Upadhi is there, it is a tangible existence available for recognition. If not, matter is not there, this existence cannot be comprehensible, cannot be understandable, cannot be recognizable, cannot be discovered. Now you have you discovered, have you recognized? Now who am I? I am acharam basically. Through this body, as though I am charam. From Balakrishna Street, I have come to Ludz Church Road. How? Through this body, I, the consciousness principle, have come from Alvarpet, Tiruvanmayur, so many places. I, the Sat, Acharam Sat, have come here to this class through the medium, as though I have come here. Really, Sat mood or body mood? Body alone mood, but Sat along with Sat. Without Sat, body suppose moves, body cannot move. Without Brahman, Sat, body is dead. Sukshma Sariram is there, Sat Chit is there, that is why body is able to move. Swamini, if you teach like this, when this 13th chapter will be over? I don't bother when it is going to over. I want to give the crux of Vedanta. If you understand whether other chapter is covered or not is the question. Moksha is here now itself. Atraiva Brahma Samashnute. Samashnute. That is my way of teaching. You have to put up with me. That's all. Okay. Charam acharam evacha. Clear? Clear? Very clear. Therefore, sukshmatvat tat avigneyam. Since this sat and chit is very sukshmam, subtler than subtlest, like space, the more attributes, the more gross it is. The lesser the attributes, lesser the subtlety. The space, you see, the earth has got 5 attributes. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. It is very tangible. You see the water, it has got 4 attributes. And shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha is not there. You see the fire, it has got 3 attributes, more subtle. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha are not there. Water has got 3 principles. Vayu has got 2 principles, 2 attributes. Fire has got 3 attributes. Care of Tattva Bodha. Okay. Water has got 4 attributes. The more attributes you add, more gross, more sthulam. You reduce the attributes, more subtle sukshmam. Sukshmatvat. Akasha is only shabdam having. It is only one guna. That is why Akasha is a positive entity. Space is a positive entity. Space you cannot see, you cannot touch, you cannot smell, you cannot taste. What? Space. It has got only one attribute. Can you say there is no space? Since you are not able to see it, since you are not able to taste it, since you are not able to touch it, since you are not able to smell it, can you say the space is not there? You have to say there is a space. That is why when anyone comes and asks you, is there a space? Can I sit? You say what? There is a space. Come on, sit down. I ask you, have you seen? Have you touched? Have you experienced the space? Have you perceived the space? How can you say there is a space? It doesn't have a form. If it is not there, we would have not given the name space. If space is not there, we would have not given the name, the word space, and we would have not used for transaction. Is there a space? Can I sit? This transaction would have not come. If there is no space, you are accepting or not? Imperceptible space, unrecognizable space, you are accepting because it is a positive entity. I am asking you, are you seeing the space? Yes, I am seeing the space. You are seeing space, huh? You are not seeing the space. You are seeing the gap. Gap between two persons you are seeing. You are not seeing the space. Through the gap, you are identifying the space because of this woman, because of that woman, you are identifying the gap. Yes or no? You are knowing the space because of two upadhis. Therefore, this lady and that lady are the mediums to recognize the gap, the space is there. Think over. Okay? Sukshmatvat. Akasha, which has got one guna itself, cannot be grasped. What to talk of sat and chit, which is nirgunam? Is it positive entity or negative entity? Akasha itself is a positive entity. One guna it has got. Since Brahman doesn't have even single guna, therefore negative guna. No. Because you are that. You are that sentient consciousness principle. Therefore you cannot say negative entity. If you say it is a negative entity, you are as good as saying I am not there. Since I am happens to be Brahman, Brahman irka illyana, asti or nasti. If you say Brahman nasti, it is as good as saying I am not there. Why? I am happens to be Brahman. So since I exist, Brahman exists. Brahma asit, Brahma asti, Brahma asmi. How? That padipadiya varanam. Sadeva soma hidamagra asit. Brahman alone was there. At the time of creation, Brahman alone was there. Ekamevadvitiyam. Brahma asit. Then slowly teacher teaches Brahma asti, 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 45 minutes in the form of easiness. After that also Brahma asti, asti, asti. My dear student, not asti, asti, asti. Brahma tvamasi, you are that. Then the student has to say Brahma asmi, asmi. Asmi, ahamasmi Brahma, ahamasmi, brahmaivahamasmi. Therefore, sukshmatvat. Is it sukshmam or not now? Sukshmatvat tad avigneyam. It cannot be known. Knower can never be known. I am the Brahman consciousness principle. I am the knower of everything, I need not be known. I want to know Brahman. Parango. Swamini, I want to know Brahman. Since Brahman happens to be yourself, you need not know Brahman. Observer need not be observed. Observer cannot be observed. Experiencer need not be experienced. எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர் நீட் நாட் பி எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்டு, கெனாட் பி எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்டு. நோவர் கெனாட் பி நோன், நோவர் நீட் நாட் பி நோன், நோவர் மைசெல்ஃப் ஆம். தேர்ஃபோர் ஐ ஆம் த விட்னஸர் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி திங், ஐ நீட் நாட் டவுட் மை எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். ஹூ ஆம் ஐ? பிரம்மன். பிரம்ம அஹமஸ்மி. சூக்ஷ்மத்வாத் இட் இஸ் நாட் பிரமேயம், அப்ரமேயம், அவிக்னேயம். இட் கெனாட் பி நோன். ஐஸ், ஐ வாண்ட் டு சீ மை ஐஸ் சுவாமினி, வெதர் ஐ ஹாவ் ஐஸ் ஆர் நாட் ஐ ஹாவ் எ டவுட். யூ ஆர் லுக்கிங் அட் மீ, யூ ஆர் சீயிங் சுவாமினி. Yes, Swamini, I am seeing, but I want to see my eyes, whether I have eyes or not. You cannot see your eyes, you need not see your eyes. You cannot see your eyes, you need not see your eyes. Still you can accept you have eyes. How? The perception of Swamini itself proves the existence of your eyes. Once I perceive something, that itself proves the existence of my eyes. Yes? Similarly, now eyes to be seen? Will you ask like that? Every perception is the proof for the existence of my eyes. I need not see my eyes because I cannot see my eyes. Therefore, I cannot say I don't have eyes. Even though I cannot see my eyes, eyes are evident. Similarly, avigneyam, the sat chit I am cannot be perceived. Why? I am the perceiver can never be perceived. I am the knower can never be known as an object. I am the subject. Subjector need not be objectified, cannot be objectified. Therefore, I want to know Brahman and Chollakudad in the mail. I want to know Brahman, can you say, are you dare enough to say, I need not know Brahman? Why? I am Brahman. I cannot know Brahman because I, the subject, can never be known. If I, the subject, am Brahman, if I know, Brahman become what? Object. Prameya vastu. Shastra says what? Brahman is aprameyam, avigneyam. How much depth is there in this shloka, you see? Sukshmatvat tat brahma ahamasmi. I am avigneyam. Never try to know Brahman. Remain as Brahman. Never try to know Brahman. Why? I need not. Why? Because I am Brahman. I am not body, wife of so-and-so, husband of so-and-so, that belongs to the medium which is helping me to manifest. Okay? So you are all in that realm, I know that. Dūrastham cha antike cha tat. This sat and chit, existence, consciousness principle is dūrastham. It is far, it is near also. Closer than closest, farther than farthest. Because all pervading, it is there in every galaxies. In Brahmanda, everywhere existence is there, it is all pervading, nothing is there other than Brahman. Therefore, Durastham. It is here or there or not, it is there, I am. Antikecha. How far, how closer it is, na? Closer. I am. It is not even closer. It is closest. Not even closest. I am. How far Brahman? Now tell me. Far? If you know it is far, you get fear. No? That's why Shankaracharya beautifully presents, ignorant people, Brahman is far. For ignorant people, for otherwise people, Brahman is very far. Why? They are always waiting for Brahman. Andanalum undadado. For wise person, Brahman is closer than closest. Clear? Antikecha. For jnani, Brahman is himself or herself. For ajnani, Brahman is farther than farthest. They call that Brahman as God. God is near or far? Tell me now. God is none other than Sat Chit. If I say you don't believe, Krishna says, Arjuna, I am Sat and Chit. Now God is far or near? Neither far nor near myself. Because Krishna happens to be Sat and Chit. I happens to be Sat and Chit. Both of us are one and the same. Akkada unde Pandurangadu, ikkada unnadu. Durastham antikecha. Avibhaktam cha bhuteshu.
Vibhaktam
iva cha sthitam. Bhuta bhartru chattadneyam. Grasishnu prabha vishnu cha. Same topic continues. Lord Krishna says this Sat Chit Brahman cannot be partitioned. It cannot be divided. But appears as though divided. Avibhaktam cannot be partitioned, cannot be parted, cannot be divided, akhandam. But vibhaktam iva chastitam. As though bhuteshu, in living beings, it looks as though divided. Looks as though divided. It cannot be divided. How can you divide? To understand this example, see, earth can be divided. Land can be divided. Water can be divided. Fire can be divided. Vayu can be divided. But space cannot be divided. Now the space is there in the hall. Space is there outside also. Clear? Have you divided the space? Yes. I have divided the space between my brother's house and my house. That is 700 square feet. This is 800 square feet. I have divided the space. Hey, you have not divided the space. You cannot divide the space. Why? Where the divider wall is there, there is space. Wall cannot displace the space. Wall can displace the water. Wall can displace the air. Where there is wall, there is no water. Where there is wall, there is no air. Where there is wall, there is no earth. That earth means what? Your space and that space. And where there is wall, there is no water, air or fire. But space is there or not? Space is there. So space is not displaceable through the wall or by the wall. What to talk of Atma, which is Nirgunam? That which is Ekagunam itself cannot be divided. Nirgunam Atma can be divided. But as though divided in that body, in this body, in that body, in that body, as though. It cannot be divided. Because in between also there is சத் சித் பிரம்மன் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் பட் பாடிஸ் கேன் நெவர் டச் பாடிஸ் கேன் நாட் டிவைட் பட் விபக்தமிவ பூதேஷு அவிபக்தம் விபக்தமிவச்ச ஸ்திதம் பூத பர்த்ருச்ச தத்க்னேயம் பூத பர்த்ரு மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் பூதா மீன்ஸ் பீயிங்ஸ் பர்த்ரு மீன்ஸ் சஸ்டெய்னர் திஸ் சப்த் சித் அலோன் இஸ் த சஸ்டெய்னர் ஆஃப் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் சத் சித் அலோன் பிரம்மன் அலோன் இஸ் த சஸ்டெய்னர் பை லெண்டிங் சத் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் ஆர் தட் ஆர் இட் செல்ஃப் பிலாங்ஸ் டு ஹூம் பசிக்கிறத ஐ டோன்ட் லீவ் யூ நோ ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் ஆர் தட் ஆர் பிலாங்ஸ் டு பிரம்மன் இசன்ட் இட் தட் ஆர் இஸ் தேர் ஆர் தேர் தட் ஈஸ்னஸ் பர்த்ருன் ஃபீலிங் பை கிவிங் லெண்டிங் தட் ஈஸ்னஸ் பூத பர்த்ரு பிரபவிஷ்ணு அண்ட் த கிரியேட்டர் கிரியேட்டர் ஆஃப் வாட் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ்னர் தட் மீன்ஸ் பை லெண்டிங் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் ஆர் மேனிஃபெஸ்டிங் அதர்வைஸ் ஹீஸ் ஷீஸ் இட் ஈஸ் ஹவு கேன் யூ சே ஸோ தேர் ஆல் ஒரிஜினேட்டிங் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஈஸினஸ் பிரம்மன் கிரசிஷ்ணு தே ஆர் taken back or destroyed or dissolved into again easiness comes from easiness sustained by easiness merge into easiness example your dream is sustained by you created by you the dream goes into you think over I'll continue in the next class. பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரிஹ ஓம்